Act 1. Dried sausage. A rare request from Hawk's Domain had arrived at the palace, entreating them to dispatch a nightly order. We had gone as requested and managed to take care of the monsters. Hawk's Domain employed more soldiers than other territories, and the sheer fact that they had submitted a request indicated the gravity of the situation. Indeed, things had been dire. We had found 2 black swamps. Both had been located within a mine, and the second was waiting at the end of an old, abandoned tunnel. It therefore made sense that it hadn't been discovered earlier. I only managed to stumble across it by accident, too, an accident I had been quite fortunate to have. At the second swamp, we even encountered an undead dragon. It was likely because of that beast that we ran into all those undead monsters in the mine. I was pretty sure of this hypothesis as well, because it wasn't until I purged the dragon, along with the second swamp, that we stopped encountering undead creatures. Once both swamps were taken care of, we returned to the mining settlement. Rather than go back to the capital of the domain right away, we stayed for another handful of days to ensure that fewer monsters were spawning. The knights and mages monitored the situation while I was left behind in the settlement. Instead of just sitting around, I occupied myself by harvesting some of the plants that grew nearby. Although I was the saint, my primary occupation was that of a researcher at the Research Institute of Medicinal Flora, and plant collecting was an important part of that job. Knight Commander Albert Hawk accompanied me as my guard. At first, I felt awful about having him come along with me, but those feelings gradually lessened. He seemed all too happy to chat while he kept an eye on our surroundings. To be honest, I really enjoyed working while talking with him about herbs and Hawk's Domain. What about Grand Magus Yuri Drevis, you ask? He was out monster hunting, as per usual. He was out surveying the area with the others. Whenever they came back, the difference between him and the rest of the party was like night and day. Where everyone else looked exhausted, Yuri was invariably in high spirits. He even seemed to be getting more youthful and vibrant by the day. In the end, the people who had gone out to confirm that everything was all right gave the mine their stamp of approval, and we headed back to the capital. When we reached the capital of Hawk's Domain, Lord and Lady Hawk received us at their manor alongside their army of servants. "Welcome home." The Lord and Lady looked expectantly at me, so I replied with a simple greeting as the group representative. "We're glad to return." The Lord and Lady were well pleased, likely because they had learned that the black swamps were taken care of. Their happiness made a natural smile spread across my lips as well. "You must be exhausted after all that travel. We have prepared your chambers, so please do get some rest," Lady Hawk said. "Thank you. To be honest, we have also arranged a banquet for tonight. I hope you'll look forward to it." At the mention of a banquet, I thought back to a prior dinner party we had once attended. "Will the maids who'll be helping me prepare also recommend a dress for me to wear? I used a bit of healing magic to reduce the pain in my lower back on our journey here, so it's not too bad at the moment. But I am feeling a bit tired, and I think I'd rather wear a robe again tonight. Robes are way, way comfier." As I was thinking to myself, Albert said,
"Will the banquet be the sort we usually throw?"
His mother nodded. "Yes, that's right." "What's that supposed to mean?" I looked at Albert curiously. He noticed my gaze and explained that whenever the Hawk soldiers returned from a large-scale expedition, the Lord and Lady held a banquet at their estate. It was a no-holds-barred party meant to reward the soldiers.